Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, this is Master Healer Bill. Today our show is about love, the powerful energy stirred in all things because of love. You did not reach us today by mistake. You reached us because you need to know how love is being translated into your essence, your life. What is compassion? And how can expressing love with compassion in mind change your life? How can looking at the ties in your life through the windows of compassionate eyes change your relationship with loving? Therefore, change the way you're living. Gather around, light your candles, and welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show.
I wish you
loved ones, friends, lovers, everyone, just hello, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what country you're in. You know, there's a little bit of everybody all over the place, I see. The lines are filling up, so if there's anyone out there that wants to call in, please get in line now. The number to call in is 347-215-8421. My name is Nunu, and I'm here for you. The show tonight is going to be about a couple of things. Of course, it's going to be about all of you, because you are what it really is all about, right? But tonight we're going to be doing or discussing new moon manifesting. And also we're going to be talking about love. But we're going to be talking about love in a way that is from a different point of view, the point of compassion. I know that a lot of times we want what we want. And all of us really are trying to come from the best place possible. But compassion is not just defined by swapping tables or switching seats with someone or seeing how someone else feels. Compassion is also defined by doing even though it hurts a little to do, or doing even though sometimes we may not feel as if we are wanting to do. But before we get there, we want to talk about new moon manifesting. A lot of people say that during the new moon, you should be letting go of things to start new, which is basically saying that you should be grounding yourself out. And then during the full moon, loading up. Some people think it's just okay to start right in and to start new things. Regardless, if you want to use this moon cycle to create what you're looking for, you can use a day or two to level out. But the thing is, and the reason is, rather, is because you don't want to pile things up on top of yourself. Like you wouldn't put perfume on a dirty body. You must clean it first. And then you use a couple of days to start your newness. So it'll be more than just one day of manifesting. Now, this is also a Mercury retrograde, as if you've been listening to the last show or anyone around you, they've been yammering on about. And some people don't like doing work during this time. It doesn't seem to affect everybody. So, you know, it really is up to you, because remember, there's not clear defined rules on manifesting. It needs to be sincere. Now, I'm not here to get you to believe anything, just to see that there are different ways of seeing things. We're really just kind of focusing on truth, and the truth isn't something we believe. It's something that just is. Now, I want you to also remember that during your manifesting, only give what you're wanting to get. Only ask for what you're willing to give. And when asking for lessons or realizations to be presented to someone, be prepared for your realizations to come too. And all of this stuff kind of ties in with compassion. We're going to be taking calls in just a moment. We do have, like I said, there's a lot of people lined up. So if you want to get your call on, the number is 347-215-8421. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. And just give us a moment to get some things together, and we will be right back. Hi, I'm taking caller 831. This is Nunu. How may I help you today?
Hi. I was attracted to the name of your show, Broken Earth, and a lot of changes have occurred for me in the last 3 years and wanted a general reading. Been in a bit of a drought of my love life and waiting to hear what's going on.
Okay. All right. Well, could I have your name just so I can know what to call you?
Lily.
Lily. Okay. And Miss Lily, could I also have your birth date?
3/6/1965.
Okay. All right. Well, Lily, what I'd like you to do, if you would, is relax right now. We are just trying to ask our guides just to come. Open up and ask your guides to come forth to just open up to us. Just open up and let us see what's going on in your life. You know, one of the nice things about right now is that we are starting a new life cycle. So this is a good time. This is a really good time for you, but we also want to not just see what that cycle is, but also see what the cycle will bring. And like you said, your interest is really about love, relationships, etc. So, you know, this cycle that you're starting is actually about how you relate. It's about how you relate. It's not just about a relationship that's successful, but it's how you relate, how you work with others. And so just remember that you're going to kind of feel like you're being graded. A little bit. So, and when I go to your past, I see that over the past few cycles, it does look like you have been dealing with control. It looks like you've been dealing with responsibility. It looks like you've also been dealing with people who make you feel one thing but don't answer. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, yeah. So, I do see you meeting someone. I really do. Now, we're trying to build a timeline at this point. So what we've got going on here is several things coming up very, very soon, and it shows up in the spot of basically next month, is history. So it does look like there's people from your past that it looks like you may be getting some sort of some absolution, just some closure. And then a few phases later, which is basically looking like it's around approximately November, is where I actually see you meeting someone. Now, this person, his description is being defined by someone who's very disciplined and structured. He actually may be in a uniform. So it's interesting because a little while later, it still looks like there's someone from your past that wants to peek in on you again. But I do see a relationship coming at you, but it looks like it's around November. And like I said, uniformity is the same surrounding this person. He also has some justice in front of him. So he could be a cop. He could be a bailiff, you know. But regardless, because there's so much stuff around him that is about, you know, just being self-control, so to speak, I think this might be what you're looking for. Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
The type of work that you're doing now, because when I go back to your past cycle, it looks like you had to lay your sword down. What are you doing now?
I was in law enforcement. I was a firefighter, and I just finished nursing school in December, and I'm waiting for the California State Board to send me my approval letter for the state, yeah.
Do you think that you'd be getting your letter do you think you'd be getting your letter maybe the beginning of September or the end of August?
I was hoping sooner, but I'll take it when it comes.
Okay, all right. Well, I do see some justice coming to your life pretty quickly. And just, you know, if you, I'm just kind of wondering, the reason I was asking you this is because whoever this person is that's coming around into your life, he seems to be, now remember, you've got a little bit of replay, like there is someone that keeps peeking in, but the thing is, there is this person who still seems to sort of be hovering over you, but just not coming in. I was going to say coming in for the kill, but that sounds so bad.
Well, I'm a fifth generation black belt in Kaju Kimbo body.
So all this discipline and all this kind of stuff kind of seems like it makes sense. You know, all this stuff around you, it looks like it makes sense, because I was actually feeling like this is somebody who's probably involved in justice, so to speak, but still, I was still feeling like this is somebody who could be in karate or kung fu as well. Like there's something that he's doing in his life that is about his own personal self-control as well, you see?
Yeah.
So, and he seems to be around you in some way or observing you or just able to observe you. So, you know, if he's somebody who may perhaps be at your dojo or if you ever go to events, he may have seen you, but he finally starts talking to you.
Local or is he a distance from me?
Hold on, let me see. Okay. Hold on. Let me think about this. He's looking at the tower. You know, I think he might be not far, but I don't think he's in the same area. And I'm saying that because it looks like he's staring at, and this is all tarot talk. Okay, he's staring at the tower, which means he's looking at change. And then he has a new beginning coming up very soon. And then right after his new beginning, he has extreme change or some sort of change. So it looks like this is somebody who actually may be moving, but I think he may have distance, but it looks like he's coming to where you are. So, yeah, but he doesn't seem like he's super far. But it's really interesting, though, that you asked that question, because it does look like he has a new beginning very soon.
Oh.
Yeah.
All righty. Other than a name.
I know. So what's his name? And what's his address and phone number? Oh. You know.
Male-dominant field.
You know, I'm going to tell you, I do not work for the site that I'm about to tell you about, but I've been kind of like, you know, touring psychic sites just to see what's real out there. And I ran across a site called Oranum. I think that's what it's called. Oranum. I don't guess it matters how you really pronounce it, you know, but I ran across a reader who told me exactly what I look like not from my name, but from the name I was using. I mean, it was amazing, down to my race and everything. It was crazy. But his name was Psychic Wayne. So why don't you check that site out just for the heck of it, just to see if you may be able to get some really, really good just description of who's coming into your life, because I think this guy's for real and he's British. I think he was from London. He sounded like he was from London area. So, you know, just check it out. Like I said, I have no affiliation with the site at all. I'm not pumping them. I'm just telling you that this guy was amazing. So just try that out and see if you can get some really good details. Okay.
Well, you gave me some wonderful details. So I should expect my letter from the Board of Nursing September, October. Do you see me passing first time?
You're going to pass it, but I think it's before October. I think it's late August, early September. So, yeah. So I may have said October, but I'm in August. And so it's going to be a little, it's going to be a little bit earlier than that. And I do believe, you're going to pass it. See, remember, and remember this new life cycle that you're starting is about how you relate to people. So with you being a nurse, it's going to be about your bedside manner. You know, it's going to be about just how memorable and how loving. And remember to use your compassion. You know, compassion is something that is not always easy to have. And one of the things that I want to remind people of is that the more ornery someone in our life is, the more they really need it. And so there's times that sometimes you may feel like you're just a doormat. But the thing is, and I don't want anybody to ever feel that way, but the thing is, if we just remember to open up and give, regardless of what we receive, and it's because when we leave this earth, we can't take anything with us except for what we gave.
That's true.
That you know?
Good. Yeah, I could do hospice care. I feel I have the capability of helping people do that transition well. And I find myself more comfortable in that type of environment than many other environments in nursing. So that's where I think I'm going to head into.
Yeah, I think that'd be really, really good for you. Very good for you. Well, Lili, I love you. I love you so much. I love the name Lili. But, you know, if you would, I'm on Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu. Just add me. And let me know how you do, because I really do care about how you're doing, and or just add the show and watch the show and just, you know, look for the show, okay?
It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lili, and have a good one, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was really nice. We're going to take a small little break for just a moment, my friends. For just a moment, we're going to, I need to go run and get some water, and we will see you in probably just about 5 minutes, if less than that, probably 3. Hold on just a second, guys. I have to. Just like always, got to refresh the page. Hold on just a second, guys. All right. And like I said, it's just going to be a moment. And there we go. Hi, caller 512. This is Nunu. How can I help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm very, very good. How are you doing?
Well, you know, I'm having one of those lives where I'm just kind of, I'm feeling a bit outsourced, maybe. I feel totally stuck.
And, stuck.
I'm hoping that maybe you give me the good news.
I really want to give you the good news, too. I really do. Let me get some information from you really quickly. Could I have your name or whatever you go by? Hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Are you there?
We got cut. I'm here. I'm here now. Okay, could I have your name or whatever you go by?
Yeah, my name is Dave.
Dave. And could I have your birth date, Dave?
It's 12/3/53.
Okay, all right. Well, Dave, let's see. You're feeling a little... And so what I'm going to do is we're asking our guides right now to just open up. Just clear a path and just open up so that we can just cast out and see what there is coming up, okay? Now, what I need you to do, if you would, is just relax. We're right now at this moment, we're looking for flat-out predictions. You know, you just doing Dave days, Dave Monday, Dave Tuesday, Dave Wednesday, et cetera. And we want to see, you know, what sort of things there are to expect. Hold on just a moment. Okay, I want to talk to you about some things, Dave. Right now, what I'm seeing here is just people. Do you feel as if your life has just basically been dedicated to everybody that you know?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because I had been a professional musician from the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd spent most of my life out there doing that. And I really didn't take many friends or, you know, I kind of left the whole thing behind.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't really have many people in my life.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me change my question just a tad bit,
okay.
Sweetheart. Hold on just a moment. Do you feel like your life is about women or maybe just one woman who keeps changing?
You know, gosh, I have a 9-year-old daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And her mother is whatever she is. But, you know, in a lot of ways, we totally don't match. But then there's that feeling. I'd rather be with her than to be with anybody else. And I think that's probably just because she's the daughter of my mother, or she's the daughter of my she's
your
the mother
child.
Of my daughter.
The mother of your child. Your child. Yeah. Yeah. I got it. It's okay. I got it. Well, see, the thing is, like I said, everything that seems to be coming up, at least in the near future, it's all about people. It's just people. And they're women. I mean, they're all female, these people are, okay? And so what I'm feeling like here when I look at this is that you're just dealing with the different aspects probably of just one woman. Like, let me show you why I'm saying this, okay? You've got a handful of people here as one issue, and the other issue is you. And you show up as the Knight of Cups, which is a person who was on the cusp of responsibilities. But you're upside down. And this is a card that represents, of course, irresponsibilities. It represents seduction. It represents just, like I said, a person who's on the cusp of change, but for some reason is either not being allowed to mature beyond that, or whatever is being pushed on you, you feel as if you're being smushed down into one category, okay? And then when I actually get to the spread, which is saying what's up, it's just like there's a woman who's trying to over-control things, and then that doesn't work. So she's trying to come from a different point of view, and that doesn't work. And then it's just like her, then she's slamming out her ideas and her values and whatever it is. But whatever is happening with her, it just looks like she goes from 0 to 60 in no time flat. You don't know who you're going to be dealing with on a certain day, but it's all coming from the same person. And that's why I say it looks like you're just dealing with people. It's just even like I was saying, even if it's just one person that keeps changing and changing and changing, it seems like you, when I go backwards here to see what's up, even the cycle, sweetheart, that you have been encountering, they look like they have been completely taken over by another person. And the last time, it looks like you actually had any like real control of your own life was, hold on, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, about 9 years ago. How old is your daughter?
She's 9.
She's 9, yeah. So that was the last time that you had any control of your life, was right before she came. And so since then, your life seems to have been shanghaied by, you know, her mom and just the person that she wants you to be versus who you have been trying to be. So what I'm kind of frustrated about right now, my friend, is that my question to our guides was basically, if we never spoke, what would be happening? And it's just you dealing with trying to please someone who looks like she's just not pleasable. So we've got to get you your life back.
I don't even know who that would be.
You don't think she's not someone that you could please?
I don't even know. I don't have, it seems like my relationship with her mom is pretty even keel.
It's pretty solid. You think it's even, okay. Well, you know what? Maybe I'm coming from, and just because of what I do, maybe I'm coming from a place that is sounding, maybe I'm interpreting things as something that's not satisfying, because it looks like it's not about you.
Well, I do have a job.
And that may be okay for you.
I do have a job and been dealing with a man for a year it's been incredibly terrible. He's about $8,000 behind on paying me. I mean, that's the biggest thing in my life now that I'm dealing with.
Okay, well, let's just see when you're going to get that money, okay? Let's just stop.
Let's look at something different, because I do. The good news is I have an investment that I believe is going to pop at any second and take care of many things that I've put.
Okay.
Put forward.
Well, let's look and see when you're going to get that money from him, and we're also going to see when your investment really starts to flow. And I'm not trying to get real personal with you, Dave, but what town do you live in?
I live in Austin, Texas, and you can ask me anything.
Oh, no, it's okay. I just wanted to see where you played your tune. So you play around. You play around Texas.
I toured for many years.
Okay.
You know, did TV and all that kind of stuff.
Sweet. Okay. And trust me, let me tell you something. If you don't mind your life being about other people, which I certainly don't mind that myself, don't let anybody let you feel as if you're incomplete, okay? I just don't want you to feel like I was trying to stage a negative situation necessarily. But like I said, it looks like your life has been about everyone but you for a while. So, and that's giving, and that's fine. You remember, it's all good, whatever works for you. And yeah, I do see you receiving money. There's something that's supposed to be happening here in about 2.5 months. And then actually, that's actually where it looks like both approximately around both your monies are coming in. Interesting. So you're the person that's supposed to be paying you this big lump sum. What's 2.5 months from now? Around October.
Yeah.
And then I have another good news card, and then my timeline totally stops, and it says reciprocation, which basically says whatever you've given, you receive. And so this is where it looks like it's happening. Now, are you thinking about moving at that point?
Well, you know, God, it's a long story. I've been over the last 2 years, I spent 6 months homeless. I lived in a $1 million house for a number of years, and you know, I got caught in this banking issue, and I live in Austin still. I'm renting rooms from here and there, and the main focus is I'm so happy to be with my child. She's so delightful.
Good.
I have a wonderful life with my child.
Good.
And what I'm planning on doing is putting together a school, an alternative school to teach children more truthful things, you know, the vibration, music, vibrational music, and all that kind of stuff, you know.
That's
take
awesome.
The history out of the school.
Yeah.
So I've got all this ready to go here, and I'm just waiting for money, and I've been waiting for money for a few years. Another project I had didn't happen, and this one I don't see how it cannot happen, and it's going to fund everything.
Let me tell you, where I was growing up, I don't know if you've ever heard of W.O. Smith. Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was growing up, they started his music school. And it was basically a school for underprivileged kids to come and just play some music. But it was hard to get people in there, so they just basically had a lot of people that were just in the community. They just said, come on in and bring your kids, and for 50 cents you can get guitar lessons, piano, music, whatever, vocal music, whatever. So I did piano and vocal there. And so now it's huge. And it started out in just a little tiny house in Nashville. It's just a tiny little old house on Edge Hill. And now they have this humongous building that's in front of, it's on like 8th Avenue. It's headed toward downtown, but it's a big giant deal now. So I think I can really see you doing something. And remember, just kind of starting out simple, just teaching whoever can come, and eventually when people start taking you seriously. And you know, in Austin and in San Antonio where you are, you know, that is kind of a big music area. It's a big music area for Texas. And I just and you've got musicians to come in and just help and just start out in whatever way possible. The reason I'm talking about this is because your cycle that starts next year is actually called commitment. And it's not just about being committed to a person. It's also about being committed and making contracts and creating something with others. And if you can master your cycle, you can make this school. But remember, the cycle starts next summer. Cycles, remember, they transit between July and July. And you start preparing now. And the reason I asked if you were moving is because your cycle right now looks like it's about moving and change and leaving places. So you actually may find yourself moving a little bit here and there over the next little while. But remember, you are headed into a huge, huge commitment cycle. And with that being said, just make it happen. Because it can happen. It can totally happen. All you need to do is just have a place and people, and if you build it, they'll come. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
All right, Dave. I wish you the best, and let me know how you're doing. Okay?
I will.
All right.
Blessings to you, my dear. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. I think the next caller we have in line is my good friend from Massachusetts. 617, how are you doing today?
You're a psychic.
How are you doing,
how
my lady?
You know?
I was wishing so hard.
You're good. I'm well, honey. How are you?
You know what? I'm going to be all right.
Really? Are you okay?
Yeah. What is going on with you?
Sorry. Well, seeing that I made the decision that it's time for me to move on, and I noticed that in regards to love, that a former lover, his energy just seems to be overwhelming me. I think about him all the time. And I haven't thought about him in quite some time. And I'm not looking to get back with him, anything like that. I just, I don't know if he's picking up the fact that I'm moving on or what.
What is his name, or what did he go by? What did he go by?
He went by Mikkel.
Okay.
Which means Michael.
Right. Well, let's see what's going on with him in regards to you. Hold on, let's see. Okay, before we can go forward, got to go backward. So let's see what's happening here.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Let me ask you something about Mikkel.
Mm-hmm.
Did he have any issues as far as, like, drinking or just any excessive behavior?
He tried to keep it on the down low, but I had an intuitive feeling that yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was he by chance somebody that was so good looking that it was almost crazy? And what I mean by crazy is that
I thought he was attractive, but it wasn't something that I would, you know, say, baby, that's okay. You can do whatever you want. No, it wasn't like
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, how about, did he think he was that hot?
he thought he was that hot, but I didn't think he was that hot.
Okay. No, I mean, the reason I'm saying this is because when I go to the past, I get stuck in just his bravado, his arrogance, the fact that he just, you know, he probably spent more time in front of the mirror than you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it looks like somebody who was starved for attention. And honestly, you know, he may have had a mother like I am to my son. Oh, baby, you're just the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And your sister, whatever. But you are just, oh, look at you. You know what I mean? You look just like me if I was a boy. You know what I mean? So... I'm a terrible, 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 terrible mother when it comes to flattering.
You know you're gonna get some emails about this. I'm just giving you the heads up.
Heads up on that, okay? But anyway, so but basically, when we go backwards and we just kind of see what happened to your relationship, it honestly looks like, I'm going to tell you, it looks like you guys cared about each other a whole lot, but he had some really bad habits, which basically made him kind of an insecure person, and it looks like you kind of had to bow out of the relationship even though you cared about him a lot.
Yes, yes.
So when we move forward, it honestly does look like he is contemplating return. And it basically says, in spite of bitter experiences, he is really thinking about making a move. But this is how he is. He's waiting to see what you're going to do. He thinks that you should be the one jumping at him. You should be the one pursuing him. So,
yes.
So that,
and that,
that he, yeah.
That
yeah.
was exactly how he was. And, honey, I was like, to me, and I don't mean to be disrespectful or rude in any way, it was not satisfying for me.
Right.
And
right.
I'm thinking, and I knew that he kind of felt this because I knew that he'd think he's all that and women just want him. I never initiated any type of contact with him.
Right.
On any type of physical level. I just didn't. I wasn't all over him and, oh, baby, you this. It's like, whatever.
Right.
Whatever. And I wasn't running after him. I just was not doing that with him because I knew that he had a big ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to feed that ego, even though I cared about him and I saw sides of him that were really genuine, and I, you know, never took advantage of him on any level like that. But it just wasn't a game that I was willing to play, and I didn't want to get to a level where I had to tell him, you really aren't all that.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I did.
I didn't run after him. I didn't pursue him. I didn't lay myself down for him. I just didn't do that.
Right.
And when I felt that the relationship it wasn't going to go any further, because I think that it would have really hurt me even more, it was like, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm sorry. I wish the best for you. And that was it. No contact, nothing. And it's been 4 years.
Wow.
And now I feel like all of a sudden I just feel his energy very, very strongly. Mm-hmm. My phone number has changed, so there really isn't any way for him to contact me. Or me to even get in contact with him. I don't want to go there.
Well, he's thinking about you, and he thinks that you should be reaching out to him.
Absolutely not.
And that's he's, you know, let me tell you something. If we bounce this off of the retrograde that's currently going on, the Mercury retrograde that's mm-hmm. happening, this retrograde, because it's happening within the constellation Leo, even though right now is not Leo time, it's still, you know, Mercury is cruising through Leo, okay? And it stays in Leo the entire retrograde. This particular retrograde, just like all of them, people miscommunicate, they think crazy, they do all kinds of things. But it's actually about money, and we're supposed to not be making huge financial decisions right now. But what is money spiritually, but what we're worth? It's not about green energy, it's about our gold. It's about our karmic debts. And so he is questioning his value because you are not running after him. You're the one that got away in spite of everything. Because remember, the way that you left the scenario, it was kind of like, oh, she'll be back. And she never came back. It's like waiting for that knock, and it never happened.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. And so right now, I think, you know, you're hearing, you're feeling, because you're at a place in life where you're really, really, really digging deep into, you know, just, I mean, spiritually, you're just digging deep. You're digging really, really deep. And so you're feeling it, and it's all around you. And that's why he's coming up. So.
I mean, I cared for him very much. I
know you
did.
And you still cared for him when you had to go, you know?
Absolutely. But I just did not feel that he was we just were not in that type of sync. And he wasn't mature. I needed to trust him, and I didn't trust him. And, you know, I don't know if he's still the same man that he was 4 years ago. And I really don't know.
Right.
I really don't know. I would really, my radar would go up if I were to ever come in contact with him. My radar would definitely go up, and I would be very suspicious of him. And he could be a changed man, but things were said and things were done just to, for him to kind of push my buttons to see, you know, if I pushed her this way, how was she going to react? How is she going to respond? And depending on my response, he would get his hooks in and he would manipulate it. And
right.
It just would not be a good situation for me.
Right.
It wouldn't have been. So, yeah.
Right.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
So there would be no contact between us.
If you don't put it out, it ain't happening. So, you know, if you know, because he thinks that you should be talking, you know, you should be talking to him. I'm just playing.
I know. It ain't gonna happen. I don't care how much cologne you put on, how much gel you put in your hair. I would walk by. Trust me, because I know I'm the one that can't wait. I already know.
Yeah, you're the one that got away.
I'm not giving. I'm not. You can't stand it because I'm not giving you that attention.
Exactly.
I'm not telling you, baby, you were the best. You were the best I've ever had in my life. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I'm like, whatever. Oh, I know I'm bad. I'm just bad.
Very, very bad. Very bad.
I know. But how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, honey. I'm light my candle for you.
Well,
I'm
please light
you
your candle
you
for
do
me.
Do it for me. You do
yeah,
it for me.
Yes, I do.
You do it for me. You do it for me. All right. Love you, honey. Love you so, so much.
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
For everything. For
no
every,
problem.
Everything.
No
all
problem.
Right?
Okay.
I'm going to shoot you an email, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful.
All right. Blessings to you and yours.
Thank you, and you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break for just a moment. And we've got some callers in line. We got caller 843 coming in next. So please, everyone, just relax. We're going to take a quick break. And hold on. Hello, everyone. This is Nunu. We're back. That was not distortion. That was supposed to be rain. But it did sound kind of fuzzy and kind of icky. There's a movie that I saw a couple of weeks ago called Love. And the host of the movie is a man called Dr. Gary Null. Now, if you have Netflix streaming, right now it's currently on there and you can stream it. You don't have to wait for the video to come to your house. And I suggest that you take an hour and a half out of your life and watch Love. It's a really, really good show. There are about 15, 16 PhDs, doctors, nurses that give their own personal account of what love is, based upon compassion, which I keep raving about. Also, metaphysically, what love can do for ourselves. Love makes us grow. The different chemical reactions that we experience when we feel love, why love is so addicting and why it's so just incredibly important for all things. So if you can check that out, definitely do it. If you need to get past the first few moments of the movie, because Dr. Null is probably an alien, to be honest, and some people may think that's kind of funny, and I laugh at myself for saying that, but I do think that he may be extraterrestrial, honestly, but the message is amazing. And if you can just get past, you know, his features and just listen to the words and just sink into the show, I most definitely think that you'll love it. You'll love it. Let's get back to our line. Right now we have caller 843. Caller, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
How you doing, Nunu?
Very good. Thank you. Could I have your name and your birth date?
My name is Eddie and my birthday is January 27th.
All right. Well, Eddie, why don't you just sit back and share your question with me?
My question. Spirituality. I kind of know what I know, meaning it comes to me that way, but there was a time when I kind of heard voices in the past, and I don't really know what I want to know. It's interesting. When I listened to you and I chimed in, I was on a different kind of thing, but for some reason, I'm always prompted to search for guidance and spirituality.
Okay. Well, let's just kind of see what's hovering around you, okay? Let's just kind of see what's hovering around you. Just, you know, if there's any messages from your guides that you need to know. But, you know, right now what we're going to do is we're going to ask your guides and my guides to just open up, just to share. There's no specific question. It's just an eternal question or an internal, like just curiosity of what it is that you may need to know for right now, or what it is that you just may need to know that you're ready for, okay? But Eddie, just relax. Just breathe. Hold on just a moment. Okay, this is actually really interesting. Now listen, I'm going to over-explain something to you And if there's people out there listening that listen to me all the time or talk to me every day, you know, they've heard this 1,000 times, but it's new to you. And right now this is all about you. Life cycles are, from what I am revealed and from what myself and some and other people like me have been able to discern, is that life cycles basically transit between July of 1 year and July of the next. Life cycles are, I want to give you an example, let's say that you need to lose 5 pounds. You know you can do it. You can lose 5 pounds, right?
Yes.
But let's say you don't. Let's say that you do everything to not lose the 5 pounds. When you get to wherever it is that you're supposed to be to show people that you've lost the 5 pounds, not only do you still have that 5 pounds, but it's time to pick up your next 5 pounds. And so basically life cycles are lessons that we're being confronted with. And if we don't master those lessons, not only do we have to carry them over, but we also get the new lesson stacked on top of it. Okay. Right now, it can be serious. It can be very, very serious. Sometimes if it's spiritual, you know, it does look like you're actually going through more of a spiritual time right now, because your life cycle that you're about to approach is actually called acquiring. And if you flip that card upside down, it's called truths being revealed. And so right now, it looks like you're supposed to be trying to find groups of people or individuals, period, that understand and think like you do. And if, like I said, if you flip that card upside down, it's about truths being revealed. And so during this process, you could be unloading people. You could be, you know, realizing that, hey, you know, my best friend Mike is just not going to see things like I do anymore, and he's no fun, and he's out. And you meet a new guy. You know, some French dude named Michel, you know what I mean? But regardless, it's about acquiring and truth being revealed. So that's what it looks like you're supposed to be focused on right now. But when I actually get into the spread that describes the things you'll be experiencing, there's a point here. Now, right now and over the next little while, it looks like you're in a situation where you just don't have a clear vision of what you want. Everybody's focused on what they want. Nobody's listening, and everybody's on their guard. And there's a point here, what looks like you're heading towards some sort of division. Now, when I say that to you, I'm not trying to cause any stink in your life, okay? But it does look like you're headed towards some sort of dividing or separation. Does that actually make sense to you?
Yeah, in a few issues, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it probably is not just about friendships. I think it's probably also about work, and I think it's also probably about your relationship too. Now, but listen, on the other side of the change, and this is something that I want you to be kind of concerned about, it does look like on the other side of all this change, there is a female presence who looks like she has a lot of the control here, and she has a lot of the control because it says her coins are out front. Now, her coins don't always have to be her money. Her coins can also be about her values or the things that are really important to her. So it's not necessarily even saying that she's on top of you. It's just saying that she looks like she has, like, a leg up on the situation because of her coins. But behind her sits irresponsibility and some other things that look like they're kind of poopy, but for some reason, just the image that she presents to other people makes it look like she's the one that's on top of things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So even though it looks like you're coming to this point of change, it looks like you need to be prepared for this. And so if we go back to talk about your cycle, remember your cycle is about getting people on your side or acquiring people that understand you. So my point is, before you make your move, get some understanding from friends, family, whoever you need to get your understanding from first, so that when you make your change, you've got some coins underneath you too, and you're just not all butt out in the wind just hanging there.
Right.
I'm going to stop talking for just a second because I want to make sure that this makes sense to you. You know, I want to make sure that you're hearing me. I'm telling you to get some people on your side.
Yeah, I definitely understand, because right now there's kind of two things that's kind of going on. My father's sick,
mm-hmm.
and my mom's passed earlier, the end of last year. And I'm really worried about him. So they left my little sister in charge, and he's not doing well, and she's not really listening, you know. So that's
right.
One issue. That's one major issue. I've kind of put my life and my business endeavors on hold to deal with family issues. And I'm basically, like the gentleman in Texas was talking about, how, you know, he went through some, well, his things was financial. My things is more what I did for family.
Right.
You know, but it's really, I'm really under financial strain right now. And I was kind of concerned about that too. But overall, I know that the spiritual side of life can make manifest, you know, things in the physical.
Anything, so. anything. You have to remember that it can make anything happen for you. Seriously. And I believe that. I believe that to my core. I believe
yes.
that. I'm serious. I believe that if you beg your guides, if you ask the spirits, if you sit down and you just lay it down, you can lay it down with tears. You can scream and holler if you need to in a field. I mean, you know, you can break glass, whatever you need to do. I believe that if you present your case, if you petition the spirits to listen to your case, you will get what it is that you need. That's why I'm telling you, get people, get entities, get something on your side, because there's a point here where you're going to have to make a division. And whoever, now if this is your sister that we're talking about, and she's the one that stands on top because of, you know, she has the coins or she just has the paperwork, but behind her, remember, she's got irresponsibility, she doesn't have control, she looks like she's doing something she's not doing. If you can get what you need sitting behind you, you'll be able to conquer this scenario.
Okay.
You've got to, and remember something too. I am here. The people that listen to this show, you know, sometimes we, you know, the goal we have here is to light our candles together and manifest things with each other. We're here. And we can make this happen so that your father's legacy isn't just wasted to somebody else's, you know, really, you know, frivolous design. And right now he's not in the right state to even get it. And, you know, you may even realize, you know what, I just have to let it go. You may just have to let it go because it may just drive you nuts. But regardless of whatever it is that you feel like you need to do, we'll be here with you to help you. But it needs to happen. It needs to happen soon, because it looks like this switch, this change is happening in September.
Okay. Now, I have another issue that's in, it could be one of the two.
Okay.
I had a old agreement. It wasn't necessarily a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And because of finances, in some ways, I can't get out of it.
Right.
And I'm thinking that might be what it could be also.
It could be. But the thing is, remember, it's probably all that.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
So you're saying there's a Santa Claus back somewhere with my name on it, but it ain't positive.
it's probably all that. So, okay, the situation that you're talking about with, you said that there is.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly a relationship, but it's kind of
right.
An agreement.
Right, it was an agreement, and
they kind of play with darkness, let's say.
Okay, all right. What I need you to do, because honestly, okay, you got some sea salt in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself a shot glass. Put about a quarter of an inch of sea salt in that glass. And put water in that glass, not to the top, but close to the top. And just stick it in your kitchen window. And what that is doing is it's basically absorbing any negative energy or any energy that's coming at you at a rapid rate. Because remember, I'm going to talk to you about negative and positive. If we were sitting at the table together and there was me in the middle and you to my right and my son to the left, and my son was sitting there eyeing your cupcake, and I just take your cupcake and give it to my son, all I did was move the cupcake over. But you're pissed because you were about to eat your cupcake, and my son is so happy because he's got the cupcake. There's no difference between negative and positive except for how the people feel. So what we're doing is when we put that salt in that shot glass is we're just absorbing anything that's coming at you at a rapid rate. And if that salt dissolves, we dump it out. We do it again. We put the salt and the water in there. But if it ever starts to crust up, we'll do a reading to see what the heck is going on so we can understand what's coming at you. Okay?
Okay.
So now what I also need you to do, because there's something that you're trying to get from this, on Thursdays, just burn your green candle and just ask the guides to give you what's supposed to come to you. Just let it fall out. Just you know, if you imagine that you've got a laundry chute of dirty clothes coming and you're sitting there waiting for the clothes to come down, just ask for your clothes to come down. Just give me my stuff out of the chute and burn your green candle, because that's going to be the conductor to open up that chute. Burn your green candle on Thursdays and just ask for what's supposed to, for the financial gain that's supposed to come your way to come down the chute. This way, we're blocking the dark stuff that's supposed to be coming at you, and we're asking for what's supposed to come to you to just come on down, okay? And we're going to just keep it real simple like that. Now, if we can do this and it happens like we're talking about, my Ace of Swords shows up here in the month of November, and when I go day by day, week by week, all that kind of good stuff, it looks like here... And I think we're dealing with days. It looks like it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, around the 10, 11th of November, it looks like something should be coming your way, okay? All right.
As far as money?
As money, as far as money is concerned, exactly. So we're waiting for 11, 10, 11, 11 around that point. Very binary, interestingly enough.
I heard a lot of things about those 11.
Yeah, so we're going to see what happens around 11-11 or 11-10, okay? See what happens. And just keep that time frame in mind to see what comes out your way, okay?
Okay. Now, I forgot what you call hard or the situation. But my point is that why so much confusion and stagnation has been around me for quite a while now? You know, sometimes I tried to do a little business things on the side and whatnot, and
right.
Nothing really pans the right way. You know, I had a lady friend I was talking to for a while, and that actually didn't get anywhere either. You know, I mean, it could have, but I seen that some of her intentions weren't exactly as genuine as I thought they were. But then I said,
right.
Well, because she wanted to get married and all of that kind of stuff, but that's not what we were talking about. You know, and that's not part of the agreement from the beginning as far as our relationship is concerned.
Right. the situation with her, has this been something that's been going on for about 5 years or two?
That one's kind of two. The 5 year thing was part of that old issue. There was really no relationship between us, but there was kind of an agreement.
Okay.
That one's like 5 years or longer, actually.
Shoot.
But back 5 years, there was, that, matter of fact, 5 years ago, there was an African girl.
Okay. Ooh. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something straight up. And Eddie, you got to be careful. You know, I mean, you've just got to be careful about the women that you bring into your life, because every, hold on, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, every 2 years, 2-3 years, you got some woman coming into your life that curses you. And I honestly, let me tell you something, I don't believe that anybody really should be able to take control of our lives. I believe that, you know, we have guides that are set before us. And whenever we try to talk to the universe about what we need from another person, we have to be prepared to give that ourselves. So, and not only that, I believe that nothing will happen unless it's really supposed to be happening. I mean, I have seen some stuff that you just really are like, how is that happening, man? You know what I mean? I've seen that. So, I mean, there's got to be people that know something that I don't know, or just are willing to go someplace that I'm not willing to go. But the thing is, you have got some women in your life that walk away pissed. And it looks like they really are trying to sabotage your happiness, like in The Color Purple.
Yeah, until you do right by me. But that's nothing that I really don't understand. I'm not a bad person. I don't do bad things. You know, I don't do bad things to people at all, even if they do something bad to me.
Ain't nothing you touch ever going to happen unless you do right by me.
Yeah. but what I'm saying is, I don't do nothing to them.
That's probably part of the problem. I'm teasing. I need to watch myself. But
no,
honestly,
it's good. It feels good, though. It feels good.
But you do have these situations where it looks like you've got people that are so mad, like they have put their intentions into you so deeply that when it doesn't happen, they're so mad, they make sure that you don't have nothing when it's all said and done. And so, like I said, we need to really start focusing on reversing some of this stuff that is translating as negative into your life. And remember, they're not winning, because we can never throw something into somebody's lives unless we're willing to get it back ourselves.
Exactly. Ebb and flow.
I mean, and that's just true. I mean, that's just true. It just is. And like I said earlier, I'm not trying to get anybody to see things necessarily the way I see things, but I am really, really, really just so focused on truth these days.
Yes.
That it,
yeah,
and it just is. It just is what it is.
Yes. Yes.
And it's not right. It's not right for anybody to try to Shanghai your life. And so, you know, that's why I'm saying we've got to unlock some things, because, you know, sometimes people will call me and they'll say, like, I've been cursed. And can you help me unblock this curse? And, you know, sometimes, you know, they think, you know, gypsies have made people scared to think that they've been cursed. Or there's some people that just, you know, they just are looking at something, and I was never sick, and I'm sick all the time, and I got hit by a car, it's got to be this woman. And it's just like, why can't you just get hit by a car? You know, but I mean, but I do understand, it's not about me trying to be right, it's about me seeing if something's happened with people. But seriously, going backwards, you literally have like almost rhythmic cycles that you have dismissed people and your luck has been very bad. And so we've got to unblock some of that stuff. And we can do it. Seriously, I've already given you a basic recipe to do it. And we have a good prediction to see when you actually have some stuff coming your way. And we'll just kind of see what happens from that. Okay.
Wow. You know, because, okay, the African girl, I've asked numerous people in reference to that because, you know, I could be just like I have my grandson, and, you know, he's sitting here watching these cartoons, and she'll just, like, come to my mind. You know, so I asked them, is she thinking about me and blah, blah, blah. And then somebody once told me that I'm at a cycle where old relationships are coming back, meaning closure or whatever, meaning I'm going to get a phone call, I'm going to see one of these people. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't get the phone
right.
call, I don't get the things, but I get the energy. You see what
right.
I'm saying? I
yeah.
get the energy.
And
now,
that happened
going back
to you last cycle. But let me tell you real fast, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but let me just get this out so I don't lose it. Your past cycle was actually called the Upside Down Page of Cups. Now, Page of Cups can be your grandchild because the Page of Cups, if you think about royalty, you got your kings and queens and knights and all that stuff. Pages were people that delivered news, and they were usually youths, okay? But see, the Page of Cups, when it's upside down, can represent a spoiled brat. It can represent somebody whose emotions are all over the place. But what it really is saying is that there's relationships that were unrealized. They never got past the baby stage, and for some reason they're stuck. And so, I mean, I really do believe that there are some people out there that have karmically invested in you. And you, and I'm not trying to pick on you, Eddie, but you really may have fed something to these people to make them feel like there was something to wait for. And so, I mean, and I'm just saying that because sometimes men do that by just being nice. You know, I have a brother who looks like The Rock. So you know he's got people out there that are just in love with him. And he's just a nice guy because he was raised right.
Right.
He's raised well. And so so there's people out there that get mad at him because he didn't want what they wanted. So just bear in mind that sometimes you may do something that could make something happen and blah, 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 blah. But I'm just, you know, it's getting so thick. But just
yeah,
try to
it really it, is. It really
just
is.
Just try to keep it simple. And like I said, get yourself your sea salt, start your green candles, get your stuff flowing. You know, you can't call up and apologize to every single person you know, because then they'll be like, so well, then make it up to me and take me to a movie. And then you got something else started. You know what I mean? So just,
you know,
just figure out how to forgive yourself or, you know, whatever it is that you may have done and push forward and focus on your security, because that's really what it's about.
Okay. And it's not always nice to be nice.
Right, exactly. But remember, but I'm going to go back to what we were talking about in the first place. Right now, your energy really is supposed to be getting people on your side. And so if some of these people from the past maybe do need to be on your side in some way, or, I mean, and I don't mean to contradict myself, but, you know, if like the one that thought that there was going to be, you know, whatever, if you could just, I mean, you may need to make some resolution with her in some way, but. And as far as your sister is concerned, there needs to be some sort of acquiring people on your side, but not to insult her, but just to, you know, to make
right.
sure that you're fair and square.
Yeah, because that's my agenda. It's not about me. It's not about her. It's about our father. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I don't want any of his money and none of that stuff. A will is a will. But overall, right now, he's not happy and he's not healthy, and you're not really doing as much as can be done to keep him
right.
happy. Or to keep him healthy.
Right.
You know. Right, I understand. I truly understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, Eddie, I need to, I'm being told that we need to take a little
Indeed.
Bit of a break. But it's been good talking to you, and let me know
Amen.
How you're doing, okay?
All right.
All right.
Love and light to you.
Thank you. You too.
Right. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, everybody. I have to refresh the page. Bill's trying to start the song up, but for some reason it's not rolling.
Hold on, everybody. I have to refresh the
Hi, Nunu. We've had some nice music today. That was the Cocktail Ones. We've had some great songs that we've been playing. I hope everybody's having a good afternoon or a good evening, depending on where you are in the world. We are about to take another caller, but before we take the caller, I want to remind everyone about some of the things that we've been talking about on the show. We have been talking about new moon manifesting. We've been talking about one of the really good ways to kind of see yourself loving someone. You know, the proper way to ask for things. Only give out wanting to get. Which basically means if you're going to go around punching monkeys, be ready for monkeys to punch you. If you want to give out compassion, be prepared to receive that back. Only ask for what you yourself are ready to give. And when asking people to receive lessons or to get certain realizations in their lives, be 100% prepared for your realizations to come as well. So basically, we cannot doubt what we're not ready to receive. It's just the way it is. The universe tries to always be balanced. We do have quite a few people in line. We are going to come to caller 510, and I believe that this is Pisces. How are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, it's thank you for waiting. It's nice to be able to talk to you, but why don't you share your question with me, sweetheart?
I want to know, could you give me insight on my marriage? Because right now we've been kind of bickering back and forth, and I need to know what's really going on and what can I do, or is there anything I could do to resolve this situation?
Just relax if you would. Hold on just a moment. Okay, let's see what's happening here. How long have you been married?
Yeah, I'm married.
Have you been married for 20 years?
Huh?
Have you been married for 20 years?
No, I've only been married 7.
7 years. Married before that?
Nope. First marriage.
Okay. I'm going to ask you another question. I'm sorry to ask you this, but how long were you guys together before you got married?
Yes, we were.
How long, sweetheart?
We were together 5 years before we got married.
Okay. Hold on just a minute. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Let me ask you a question about him. Was he by chance with somebody for maybe like 5 or so years, and then he met you and left that person?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. All right. That is.
Well, he left her before he met me.
Okay, but it was kind of around. Well, see, I'm going to tell you. It looks like there was a marriage. Okay, there was a marriage, and it was way before you got married. And that's where
he's
the story
started. He's never been married before me. He's younger than I am.
I don't want to confuse you. sweetheart, but there was a relationship that shows up as a marriage. It was like a full sharing before you guys got married. Okay.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Okay. And then you show up in the picture. Now, even though he may have, I'm telling you what's here, and we can you and I can duke it out about it later. But it looks like you came into the picture, or a woman came into the picture before that relationship was over, and then a bunch of other commotion, and then the next thing you know, you guys are together cruising along. Okay, so basically, what I believe our guides are telling us is that you're dating somebody that just has had issues from get go, from Jump Street. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, when we actually get to your relationship itself, though, and this is what I am, it has to be here for a reason. The reason we're being presented things in this way. It does look like you guys have some issues. I mean, it says it's time for your truths to be revealed right now, basically. But it looks like there's another woman in the picture. But my question is it one of his exes?
I have no idea. That's why I'm calling.
Okay. No. That's fine. I mean, you know, sometimes people already know stuff. That's why I'm asking you the question. But basically, I'm just going to put it this way, and I'm not going to pin it on anybody just because my guides are telling me to just not pin it on a person, just to stick to essences, like a female and a female. It looks like he basically has a history of two girls at one time,
okay.
And so that's basically what you're dealing with, and it's the issues are basically friendships. It looks like he has friends. He calls them friends, but they really cause problems in the relationship because he really should be trying to only foster one relationship, but he's fostering more than that.
Your mic, I don't know if it's your speaker, but it's muzzling to where your words sound like they're rambling.
Okay, can you hear me a little bit better now?
No, it's like it's a vibration behind your voice.
There's a vibration behind my voice.
There it is. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. Let me just stay still because I have been moving around. Okay, all right. But basically, this is the deal. It looks like he has a problem with having more than one woman in his life. But let me tell you something, and I'm making excuses for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that sometimes people fracture relationships. And what I mean by that is you're his wife and you handle the wife stuff, but then he has a real good friend, a woman, that handles the spiritual stuff, the secrets, that sort of thing. And so it could turn into a different type of infidelity. Mental infidelity, and because you won't put up with it, that could be how he transitions from one woman to the next. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. Now, I know your question, honestly, is what's going to end up happening, okay?
Yeah.
Now, from what I can tell, you yourself, it looks like you're tired of this. I mean, you really are.
Really?
And it's basically, it looks like you would be the one to make the change. Not him. Now, I really do understand how hard it is to come to that place where you say, I don't want to do this anymore because it hurts, regardless you suffer. But he doesn't seem to feel like there's anything wrong with having friends.
Yeah, but he feel like it's wrong for me to have friends. And I'm like, it can't work like that. It can't be okay for you and not okay for me. It doesn't work like that. So that's why I'm at the point where I'm just ready to walk, because it's like either it's going to be an even playing field or it's going to be nothing.
Right. Now, I'm gonna try to stick to facts just because I do, and I just don't want to reiterate the stuff that's already swirling around in your head, because I know you're at a place in life right now where you're just confused about. If one of your concerns is being alone, it looks like you're going to meet somebody in about 9 months if you make a change, okay?
Okay.
If one of your concerns is what's going to end up happening, you already know what's going to happen. He's going to jump the next woman, and then he's going to find a friend on God. Okay, I mean, he's not different. I mean, he's pretty disciplined in where he is. I mean, that's just how he is. I'll just put it that way. That's how he is.
That's his nature. So, that's what I figured. That's his nature.
Okay. And that's why when we went backwards, we're being shown where it started that long ago, where he thought it was okay to have a friend, and then it just kept going, and then there was a point when you were a friend, and no, there you go, and now you're here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to tell you this. From the bottom of my heart, I really do believe that this man still cares about you. From the bottom of my heart, I believe that no matter how much you tell him he's doing wrong, he doesn't want to listen just because he feels like you're saying it. It's what's in your best interest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think he knows he's wrong, and I don't think he wants to be told he's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the issue. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of stuff to think about, and yeah, you don't have to make any mistakes today. You really, really don't. I think that he, for who he is, I do believe he cares about you. I do believe for who he is, he loves you. But he just doesn't think he's wrong. But since he doesn't know these men that you may be friends with, then he thinks that that's wrong. But since he knows himself, then he thinks it's okay. But remember, he thinks that these are his friends, but you know that it's not right because it's causing problems in your house. And he should be trying to make you safe. And that's really the most important thing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, so, could you tell me how old is the new guy?
Yeah, let's see. Let's see what the new guy is about. Hold on just a moment.
Yeah, what's his nationality?
Sure, hold on just a moment. Okay. The vibration thing is, like, if, and I'm sorry about that. It might be me moving my head, or I've got this little hair on my head. It could be clapping against that or something. All right, let's see. Okay. We got the new guy coming into the picture, and he is, oh, okay, I have a physical description of this. He actually looks like he's fair-skinned with fair hair, but it says he comes from people that normally have dark skin and dark hair. So, I mean, he could be Hispanic. He could be Greek or Italian. I mean, he could be black, too, but it does look like he's got fair hair, fair skin. So with that physical description, I'm going to say that he could be Hispanic. Honestly.
Oh.
Okay. What kind of meat do you usually take?
I don't discriminate.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, yeah. Just remember that you're not going to be by yourself. You're a really good woman. And we have to remember that when we decide on who we want to be, the universe will help us to have what it is that we need. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, it's been so good talking to you. Very good
Thank
talking
you.
To you. All right, love. Thank you for waiting. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Everybody, it has been such a wonderful night. Really, it's been such a great night. I am so grateful for everybody who's called in, and I hope you have learned so much about yourselves and are just able to appreciate all the stuff that we've been putting out there for you. Right now, we're going to play a wonderful relaxation song by Bill, and you can find us on YouTube under Psychic Nunu, under Nationality as well, if you're looking for something that's more upbeat. And remember, when you're manifesting this new moon, focus on what you're willing to give. focus on balancing first. And when you're looking for someone to care for you, remember to give. And as long as you don't feel like you're going through a transaction, you should receive more than you ever imagined.
Welcome to the first installment of Transcending Videos. You may now slow down your day for a few moments and enter into deep meditative relaxation with healer Bill Doyle.
Hello and welcome to this relaxation technique that you can use anytime you like, whether it's to unwind after work, whether to get rid of stress, whether you need a little something to help you get to sleep at night. Hopefully this relaxation technique will help you do that. In the next few minutes, you'll be going into relaxation. And anytime you need to awaken, you'll be able to. If you need to be alert, you can do. Make sure you're not doing anything that requires your attention, and you can do this safely and comfortably. Now, first of all, I'd like you to get yourself comfortable. Whether it's sitting in a chair or lying down, just give you a moment to get into a comfortable position, ready for this relaxation. While you're doing this, I want you to try and clear your mind. Just think about something that makes you happy as we prepare ourselves for this relaxing journey. Now make sure that you're comfortable. And when you start to concentrate on your breathing, breathe it in through your nose, out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. On the next breath, I want you to hold it for a second or two before you release it. So breathing in through your nose, hold it, and release. Now while this is happening, I want you to imagine a pendulum swinging back and to, as the seconds tick by, swinging freely, rhythmically. When I count down in a few moments, with every number goes by, you'll feel doubly relaxed, like a wave of relaxation coming over all of your body. With every number that goes down, pendulum starts to swing slower and slower. So take a deep breath. Sixty, 59, 58, 57, 56, 55, 54, 53, 52, 51, 50, 49,
and detaching. Everything's slowing down. I want you to take note of that feeling around your legs again. That wonderful soothing feeling. Rising up to your knees. Soothing your joints. Cleansing every cell, pushing out that negative energy from your muscles. Feel it rising up your thighs and into your pelvis, feeling that unwanted energy, emotions, unwanted stress just flowing away. Release it into the earth and watch it drain away as this bright positive energy rises up, massaging you, recharging you. Feel it rising up from your pelvis through your stomach, cleansing your organs, chakras as it goes, up to your chest. You may feel warm or cool or both at the same time. You may also feel tingling. Either way, it feels good. Rising up to your shoulders. Feel that energy, this bright energy, getting rid of those knots in your muscles. Feel it flow down your arms, to your hands. Muscles are relaxing. You feel more at ease. Right through to your core. Feel it around the back of your neck, rising up over the top of your head, down over your face, reassuring you, letting you completely relax. That's it. Just surrender. This wonderful feeling. Let my voice soothe your mind and your thoughts. Your mind has slowed down. And during this time, during relaxation and trance-like states, our body goes into repair, healing us spiritually and physically.